Britain.
Budget. The Loon Axis. Policy is not the best way to understand the battle to lead the Tories.
The phrase swivel-eyed loon holds a special place in British politics. First uttered by an ally of David Cameron in 2013 to dismiss Conservative Party members unhappy with the unsound direction of his government, it swiftly entered Westminster's vernacular. What started out as an insult soon became a badge of honour. I am a lifelong Tory and would be happy to wear a badge. Proud to be a swivel-eyed loon, wrote one correspondent to The Telegraph. A compendium of such letters was titled appropriately, "The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum." The loon remains a powerful beast on the right wing of British politics. The Conservative Party's members will choose the next Tory leader and potentially Britain's next Prime Minister. All the 121 Conservative MPs can do is give them a choice of two candidates. To appeal to this unusual electorate, candidates must still show off how right-wing they are. Options include quite and very. They must also prove themselves to be ever so slightly mad. Every Tory candidate places themselves on a spectrum that runs from sensible to loon. To truly understand what it is to be a loon, consider Boris Johnson and Theresa May. Each promised a government dedicated to leaving the European Union alongside big state conservatism and rebalancing the country's economy. The difference was style. Mrs. May approached governance with the diligence of a vicar's daughter. Mr. Johnson approached it with the fervour of a feral loon, proroguing Parliament, sacking MPs and lying through his teeth. This loon axis, as it has been dubbed by gonzo political scientists online, is the best way to understand the Tory leadership contest. In policy terms, there is not much between them. The real battle is to speak for the loon. Kemi Badenoch has styled herself as the defender of the loons. Not coincidentally, she is comfortably the most popular candidate among party members. Her rivals have produced campaign videos with typical tropes, giving speeches in the windswept countryside. Ms. Badenoch kicked hers off by continuing a fight over LGBT rights with David Tennant, an actor best known for playing Doctor Who, a time-travelling alien. You need someone like me who's not afraid of Doctor Who, or whoever, and who's going to take the fight to them, she exhorted. You need, in short, a loon. Even the wettest candidates must have some loon appeal. Tom Tugendhat, a former security minister, has a reputation for being unsound on that most vital matter within loon circles, Europe. Maybe it is the French passport. Maybe it is having an uncle, Lord Tugendhat, who was an EU commissioner. Whatever the reason, Mr. Tugendhat entered the contest with a pledge that, if needs be, he was happy to leave the European Convention on Human Rights, or ECHR. A totemic loon goal. Cracking down on small boats bringing migrants across the English Channel is possible within the convention. But this is politics, not reality. A pledge to leave the ECHR is less a policy than a loonish affectation. Others have to travel in the opposite direction. Being too much of a loon can put off even the looniest, particularly in the first rounds when more moderate MPs are the selectorate. In a rare moment of good judgment, Suella Braverman, a former Home Secretary, dropped out in August because her party thought she was, in her own words, mad, bad and dangerous. Priti Patel, another former Home Secretary, came last in the first round of MP voting. Perhaps colleagues remembered the time she was sacked from cabinet for flying to Israel to conduct her own outre foreign policy. James Cleverly, a former Home Secretary and Foreign Secretary, has positioned himself as a unifier. He has little truck with schemes to drag Britain out of the ECHR, arguing it was the country's own courts that put paid to Tory government plans to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. But Cleverly can afford to appeal to moderate elements in the party, since his loon credentials are not in doubt. Mr. Cleverly was a Brexiteer and Mr. Johnson's most loyal foot soldier, before falling in behind Liz Truss. He may have the likeable manner of a soldier come politician, but he has the heart and stomach of a loon. Robert Jenrick, the front runner along with Miss Badenoch, has styled himself as a serious figure of the right. In his telling, it is possible to be bracingly right-wing without the excesses of loondom, such as picking fights with actors. It is not that Mr. Jenrick disagrees with Miss Badenoch when it comes to battling Doctor Who, he simply thinks that voters have different concerns. Instead, Mr. Jenrick implores people to be serious, before arguing that the Rwanda scheme did not go far enough. Even moderate elements of the Tory party are in hock to loon thought. An accelerationist strategy has emerged among some of the party's remaining wets. Vote for the most bonkers candidate on the logic that since all parties go through a midlife crisis after a heavy defeat, better to get it over and done with quickly. If Labour had turned sooner to Jeremy Corbyn, a lefty leader who in 2019 took the party to its worst result since 1935, it might have spent less time in the electoral bin. So vote loon. Catering to loons will only delay the party's return to power. Being a loon is more suited to office than opposition. In power, weird ideas can become a reality. Rwanda was treated as if it were a policy option rather than a wacky scheme. Leaving the EU went from crank opinion on the Telegraph letters page to government mission. In opposition, bizarre schemes just make you look bizarre. Why is each candidate wanging on about European human rights laws and fighting Doctor Who when the Tories lost the election because public services stopped working? In power, the loon can prevail. In opposition, the loon is nothing but a hindrance.